we're trying to do is we're trying to create a model which applies to modern consumer behavior. So the whole goal of Spotify is to convince more people to pay for music in an industry that was, you know, kind of decimated by piracy. Getting people to pay for music in different ways is really what Spotify's been successful at. Mm-hmm. So growing that pie is really important. Now, obviously, that means that, you know, you still need to be, you know, you still need to get people to listen to your music and drive streams of your music. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate artists and talk to artists, you know, whether that be Billy Bragg or, you know, a range of different artists and managers to explain how this system works. Mm. You know, it's going to take time to get your head around it, but ultimately what we're trying to do is grow this pie and pay more and more money out. That's why, you know, what we try and do is we try to educate, we try to explain that this is a revenue share model. And we do that in a number of ways, whether that's through interviews with folks like yourself, but also my team, the artist services team, spends a lot of time face-to-face with artists and with managers explaining this new model and, importantly, why we think that this new model is more appropriate to current consumer behavior. Mm. I mean, ultimately, I think the great thing about this model is that it's more of a meritocracy than we've ever had in the music industry. You're not... this isn't a case of fighting for limited shelf space in a physical store. We make it easy to get your music up there, and then we reward you based on how much you're paid. It's a very kind of balanced and fair system. Mm. Now, what that means is, so for example, within Spotify, 80% of our catalog has been listened to. Whereas if you look at digital online download stores, only around 20% of their catalog is listened to. Mm. So by creating this kind of level playing field where the barriers to getting your music distributed to millions of people are lower, we then need to have a financial model that rewards that based on popularity. You know, in the end, if you are a small band and you don't have a lot of listeners yet, you know, you're not going to be turning around huge checks from Spotify. But what we do want to do is give you the chance to reach as many of those people as you can, and then to reward you when you do that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't matter if you're, you know, an independent or a major label musician. And, you know, the flip side of reducing these barriers and making it easier to get your music out to people is that there's a lot more musicians getting their music out there. So what we also need to do to kind of, you know, make the model stick is that we need to help people to discover that music. You know, with you know, millions and millions of tracks in our catalog, how do you help people to find the music that they're going to love? And so, you know, we have a number of tools that do that, whether that's the kind of automated stuff like, you know, our algorithmic recommendations in Discover, or our artist tools that, you know, you as an independent musician, you can create a profile on Spotify, you can build followers, and you can share music with those fans. And then what we'll also do is cool stuff like we'll recommend, you know, concerts that are nearby. Mm. You know, huge chance, huge opportunities, one, to generate revenue, but really importantly for new bands and new artists and independent artists, to develop that relationship with somebody through playing live to them is you know, fundamentally just a huge opportunity for these artists. And we're doing that, you know, regularly within our Discover feed. Mm. But I think ultimately, you know, the biggest benefit that you've got as an independent, as a DIY musician, as a new artist on Spotify, is that when you don't have that, you know, marketing machine behind you that some of the major acts have, your marketing machine is your fans. They're the people that are going to help spread you to more people. They've already discovered you, and they're going to recommend you to their friends. And a lot of us discover a huge amount of music by what we're recommended. With Spotify, that's really never been easier. You can share a song instantly, you can share an artist instantly, and your friends can listen to that without having to go through signing up for, you know, a credit card and listening and downloading the song. They can just play it. Mm. And that's just a huge opportunity for that kind of social recommendation of viral growth for these artists. And I think, you know, we're really seeing that on Spotify. If you look at our viral charts, for example, this is a chart where we show the most shared songs on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And it's radically different to the most played songs on Spotify. If you look at our shared chart, there's, you know, often artists that you may never have heard of before that are getting shared between friends, guys who are, you know, prompting loads of recommendation. And each week that chart is, you know, very different to the week before, very different to what you might see on, you know, the top 40 radio.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of testament to the ability. You know, I could send, you know, someone across the world a track that I just heard that I love, and they've got much higher chance of listening to it than if I sent them, for example, a link to a download store, and, you know, where people were doing this before, perhaps a link to an illegal site where they would go and pirate it. We're making that much easier, and that's huge for these independent musicians.